Official figures show China's summer grain output reached a historic high of over 140 million tons this year, up nearly 1% from last year. The average output per hectare has increased thanks to favorable weather and improvement in farm management and pest control. Officials say the bumper summer harvest has laid a solid foundation for stable grain production this year. Chinese authorities have unveiled a guideline to support a healthy growth of new business models in the latest move to boost consumption and create jobs. The country will work to nurture more independent business owners and support self-employment amid measures to spur new types of private businesses to create new space for consumption. It says costs will be further lowered for individuals to start businesses online to offer diversified job opportunities. The guideline highlights endeavors to promote employment based on diversified channels, including social media, e-commerce, short video, and live streaming platforms. China Southern Airlines has officially put into commercial operation a domestically developed regional aircraft. The ARJ-21 aircraft began its first commercial flight on a regional air route linking Guangzhou and Jiayang, both cities in Guangdong province. The airline expects to have 35 of the aircraft by 2024. The ARJ-21 is China's first turbofan regional passenger jetliner model. It's designed with 78 to 90 seats and has a range of 3,700 kilometers. China's civil aviation regulator has suspended two Thai airlines operating flights from Bangkok to two Chinese cities. The suspension comes after several passengers tested positive for COVID-19 on recent flights of Thai Lion Air and Thai Air Asia X. The Civil Aviation Administration of China says suspension of the two flights will last for 1 week, starting July the 20th. The CAAC also said that Thai Lion Air and Thai Air Asia X are now allowed to transfer the original quota for the two flights to other routes. The suspension is the second of its kind ever imposed on overseas airlines. On July the 6th, China's civil aviation regulator announced the suspension of a flight from Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, to Guangzhou. Japan's Tokyo Metropolitan Government has raised its warning alert for the spread of the COVID-19 to its highest level. Tokyo confirmed 165 new cases of coronavirus infections on Wednesday. The latest daily infection tally marks the seventh straight day of three-digit cases. The number of infections in the capital has been increasing since the state of emergency was completely lifted on May the 25th. Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike has said the current situation is quite grave. India's coronavirus caseload has reached over 936,000, with a surge of nearly 30,000 in the past 24 hours. It's the highest single-day spike in the number of fresh cases in the country so far. The country has also reported more than 24,000 deaths from COVID-19. The spike in new cases has prompted authorities to reimpose lockdowns in high-risk areas in nearly a dozen states. A tribunal for handling cases related to cross-border trade was set up on Wednesday in the e-commerce hub of Hangzhou, capital of East China's Zhejiang province. The tribunal at the Hangzhou Internet Court heard its first case online, which involved a dispute between a Singaporean user and an online shopping platform. In March 2015, China approved its first cross-border e-commerce comprehensive pilot area in Hangzhou, which is home to the headquarters of e-commerce giant Alibaba.